gosh.
Yes. It's the Breakfast Club, bitches.
Who's Donkey of the Day today?
Well, Donkey of the Day for Monday, February 22nd goes to Michael Abram. Who is Michael Abram? He is a professor at Oxnard College, and he has been placed on administrative leave for harshly criticizing a student. Now, let the record show, this story is exactly why Homer Simpson makes this noise. Yes. Okay. This story is exactly why Homer Simpson backed away slowly into the bushes. Okay. See, some of us just read rooms wrong. Some of us don't read the room at all. I would say Michael Abram didn't read the room at all, because if he did, he would know his students a little better. See, Michael Abram was chastising one of his students, badgering his student, because he thought his student wasn't listening to him. He thought his student was ignoring him. He thought this student wasn't paying attention. He thought this student wasn't listening. But that was not the case. Let's go to ABC 7 for the report, please.
Professor at Oxnard College is suspended under investigation after TikTok videos appear to show him yelling at a student with hearing loss.
Ms. Salazar, I've been talking to you, Ms. Salazar.
I can hear you a little bit.
You can hear me a little bit? Why didn't you answer all the times I spoke to you then?
It is painful video to watch. A professor at Oxnard College berating a hard-of-hearing student.
Have your counselor speak with me, because you've got too much distraction to even understand what's going on.
Yes, I do, because my translator is next to me explaining to me everything that he's saying.
Okay.
So
then maybe just have them teach you, the whole class. That makes sense to me. I don't know. I don't understand it. But I see you laughing and smiling and giggling with somebody else.
At one point, a fellow student steps in to help.
Professor, she's actually hard of hearing, so her translator goes in a little bit. Can't respond like right away.
She's not paying attention. She's not trying.
This afternoon, the Ventura County Community College District holding a press conference to announce that Professor Michael Abram, who has tenure at the school, has been placed on administrative leave pending an investigation.
Want to get away?
Yeah. In case you don't understand, she's deaf. She can't hear you, Michael. Okay? This is worse than when you make a yo mama joke and the person tells you that their mama is dead. Mm-hmm. That ever happened to anybody in this room? Raise your hand if that's ever happened. Mm-hmm. Lord have mercy. Look at all these problematic individuals. Me, Envy, Dramos, my God. I don't think even Homer Simpson has done something this dumb. And Homer's been around for 30 years, and he's done a lot of dumb things. But what makes this even worse is even after the professor is told that the student has a translator, and that the student is hard of hearing, he answers, she's not paying attention, she's not trying. This whole situation got me thinking, who really can't hear in this situation? Is it the student or the teacher? Because once the teacher heard that this student had a translator and was hard of hearing, the only thing that should have came after that was an apology. That's it. An apology and a whole lot of empathy. But no, that's not the way D-head momentum works. See, Dick Tracy had momentum is when a person can't stop themselves if they tried. Even when they know they are wrong, they just keep pushing. All right? In fact, they double down, triple down, press the gas, throw more fuel on the Dick Van Dyke head fire, and that's what keeps the D-head momentum going. And then eventually, that D-head momentum causes whatever is propelling to crash and burn. Now, Michael Abram has been put on administrative leave, and if I was the board, I would act like I couldn't hear him when he tries to get reinstated. Excuse me? Say what? You want to come back where? Huh? We can't hear you, Michael. But I hope you hear this. Please let Remy Ma give Michael Abram the biggest hee-haw.
Hee-haw! Hee-haw! You stupid motherfucker. Are you dumb?
That's just cruel and unusual punishment, bro. Mm-hmm. Especially after you find out what the issue is with this person. And you keep pushing? Ugh.
Donkey of the Day is brought to you by the Law Office of Michael S. Lamonsoff. Don't be a donkey. Dial #250 on your cell and say the bull if you've been hurt in a construction accident. That's #250 from your cell and say the bull.